In a moment, we're going to show you a video. It's of an interview that took place in Liberton Kirk. If you're wondering what the connection is, David was the videographer. I don't know if I've got that right. David took the video, in other words. And it features three people: the Reverend Dr. John Young, and who's the minister of Liberton Kirk, and two other people. One is called Hannah, and the other is called Gordon. Now, you know there's a famous actress called Hannah Gordon, and if you remember that, Hannah and Gordon. And it's about faith in the workplace, and it's about 7 minutes long, so don't despair halfway through. Thank you.
Tell us where you work.
Nairn's Oat Cakes.
Nairn's Oat Cakes. And do you enjoy your work?
No. I can't tell you a lie. I don't really.
You don't really? Okay, how long have you been there?
4.5 years.
And what do you do there?
The export account manager currently.
Okay.
And I ship oat cakes all over the world.
My goodness.
But I really enjoy the people that I work with.
Okay, well, that's what I was going to say. How do you get on with the folks that you work with?
It's a good company to work for, great values, treat you well. They're a great company.
They're a great company. Work and faith. How easy is it for you to talk about your faith in the workplace?
I think it's quite easy for me to talk about my faith at work because it's a small office. Okay. I'm comfortable with the people that I work with. I know them well now, but it was something that I've built up over time. I didn't just turn up on day one and go, "Da-da, hi, I'm a Christian," because I think they would have run away. But just over time, okay. I've shared my faith.
Have you ever actually managed to talk about your faith with someone in the workplace? I mean, if you have, then tell us about it.
Lots of people.
Excellent.
But probably the most conversations I've had would have been with Gordon.
Yeah, and how did that come about?
I don't really remember how it started. I remember, as far back as I remember, is when I told him I knew he was interested and he'd asked me difficult questions. And I put a leaflet for Alpha. Okay. I remember giving him that a couple of years ago after I did Alpha, and saying to him, "I think you'd really enjoy this because you've obviously got questions that you want answered." And I did say I know a man could answer them much more eloquently than me. I was referring to your good self. And
I thought you were talking about God there.
But. but through you. And then I gave him a Tri-Prem booklet,
yes.
And then another Alpha. Mm-hmm. Then you went to the
next. I went on from there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so tell mm-hmm. us, tell us it's from better. Your perspective, Gordon.
Right. I knew Hannah was a Christian, and I saw the Tri-Praying books. Uh-huh. And I was going through a fairly, as we all go through, sort of dark periods in my life and struggle in my life and life events and things like that. Anyway, I asked her about Tri-Praying, and she gave me the book, Tri-Praying. And I went back a week later and said, "It didn't work." but I never gave up. But I think that's... the conversations came up, things like you go and make a cup of tea, you have conversations that you don't have conversations about faith in the midst of the busyness of the office. It's really in the quiet sort of moments, times when you get a chance to take breath from the sort of busyness of the day and on your work, those sort of conversations start to come along. I actually think my own view now is that I think God prompts you to have these conversations. Uh-huh. And I think the right people come forward to you, knowing that you have a Christian faith or you are interested in that area. And I think my own view now is that God creates those opportunities. So if you want to try praying, for example, although I said it never worked in a week, here I am.
Yeah.
So I would say that it also Hannah has moved out into this sort of area of the office where she's working opposite me. So we have lots of conversations.
Okay.
The Daily Bread booklet, we use that quite a lot.
Okay.
It's working out. It's worked out quite well for us.
Yeah. And I know that next Sunday is going to be a special Sunday for you. Do you want to just tell us why?
Yes. Right. So. I think it's an Affirmation Sunday.
Yeah.
Right? So I was baptised and confirmed in Episcopal Church about when I was 25.
Uh-huh.
It didn't really work out well, simply because I felt that I know I wasn't really supported I was once told, if you want God knocked out of you, join this particular church, and I did, and it nearly worked. What I would say is, coming along to, I still wanted, I still had this interest in Christianity, and then through Hannah, and then coming along here, the difference between here and the previous attempt at being a Christian was you're supported here. Uh-huh. You're supported through people, these people in front of us. Mm. Supported at the Alpha, uh-huh. I thought it was tremendous experience, and also, more importantly, supported through the link groups. Uh-huh. And that is the difference that's made the difference. Yeah. So next Sunday night, I'm sort of reaffirming my belief and faith in Christ. Mm. And I'm looking forward to it. Might be a bit emotional, but we'll deal with that.
That's
at a
okay.
time.
We'll buy in some tissues. Yes, we'll be all right.
I'm not a greeter, as I say. But anyway, see how we got on.
That's absolutely brilliant. So that's happening next Sunday night, folks.
Yeah.
Thank you, Hannah. Oh no, final question. What advice would you give about being Christian at work?
I think you just have to be authentic.
You just have to be authentic. Agreed?
Yes. I would say you have to be authentic. If you go about trying to force it on people, it will not work.
Won't work.
I think that being a Christian at work, you're judged, not to say judged, but people sort of make form opinions of you based on what you say and what you do.
Fantastic.
So your words must match your actions.
Brilliant.
And if they're in line with Christian values, they kind of shine out a bit.
Yeah.
And I think that's what attracts people to you. Also, to try and spread the word in church, in work, that's a bit of a challenge. Mm. How I found it is that you have to consider what areas of influence that you've got.
Yeah.
And we've all got, I would like everybody to be a Christian, but that's a sort of concern I've got, But I need to think of my area of influence and the people I interact with.
Yeah.
And it's those quiet moments of perhaps somebody struggling with something, and you say, if you don't mind, I'd like to pray for you, or you're in my thoughts and prayers.
Mm.
So there's a wee bit of building rapport there.
Yeah.
And it's another way I would say it is, if you want to influence them, then you really need to be a good listener.
Yeah.
And I think listening is an underrated skill, but if you want to influence people, become a really good listener. And that seems to help.
I'm going to stop you there. Please give them a round of applause.
Thanks.